I was adopted as a baby. I've mentioned that a couple of times this hour because it's relevant to the conversation we're having. So I'm in Paper Chase last week, buying a couple of cards for Mrs. O'Brien from the little ones, and buying a card for Mrs. O'Brien Senior from me. So I buy three cards, and I get to the counter, and they've got a little voice in the back of my head saying something's a bit, you've done something silly, you've done something wrong. And I thought, what have I done wrong? I've got three. Yeah, I know she'll say that I should have got a one, and I'll say, like I do every year, you're not my flipping mum. I'm not buying you a Mother's Day card, darling. There's two off the side. No, it's not that. I've got one for my mum. I don't have to remember. I don't have to worry about the mother-in-law. That's Mrs. O'Brien's job. What have I done wrong? I've done so. You know when you've got a little niggling feeling that you've done something wrong and you can't. Do you know what I'd bought for my mum? I bought her a card for Mother's Day as an adopted boy, an adopted baby. I bought her a card saying something like, "You are incredible. You are so kind. You are so delightful. You are so da 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 da. But the most amazing thing you've ever done is," and then you open up the card and it says, "Giving birth to me." And I'm all the way to the till before I remember that my mum didn't actually give birth to me. That's how big a deal it is in the minds and the hearts of people like me. You don't even remember that you're adopted. You don't even remember that you've been born through IVF. You get judged as a parent by how you treat your children. You get judged as a parent by how you parent. Not how they came into this world. I so nearly bought it. I told her when I phoned her up yesterday, I said, "You'll never guess what I did." And she loved it, because that's the kind of relationship we've got. That's what happens when a loving mum and a loving son are chewing over the accidents of their existence. The accidents and coincidences that brought us together, just as the likelihood of a sperm meeting an egg is a billion gazillion to one. You can never predict what match-up it will be. That's how normal people respond to these sort of issues when they've got understandings of them.